Boss, boss! Water has entered our building. Our vehicles are also flooded.
Okay, okay, okay. Make sure everyone is safe. Let me try and call my family first. Honey, is everyone okay at home?
Some water came in, but we're all fine.
Don't get caught off guard. Protect your car, home, and even business with Chubb's insurance cover for floods. Visit chubb.com/my. Not just insured, Chubb insured.
This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Lily Chai. It is undeniable that new parents always want the best for their newborn babies. And the founder of Claire Organics, Louise Chu, did exactly that back in 2012 by making handmade soaps with natural ingredients. After operating for 10 years and being in retail outlets, Louise is here to share Claire Organics' journey as well as how she has benefited from the SME digitization grant she received from the Ministry of Finance from Budget 2022 scheme. Welcome to the show, Louise. You named your business after your daughter, Claire. And the reason why you started this business is that you want to ensure that ingredients that she uses are safe and naturally derived. Can you elaborate a little bit on what you do and how the whole business came about?
Right. Good morning. My name is Louise. I'm the founder of Claire Organics. Thank you for having me today. A quick sharing on my brand story. How did it all get started, right? 10 years ago, I made my first bar of soap when I was nursing. I was a nursing mom breastfeeding for my daughter. She was almost 1 year old and I was looking high and low for natural baby products. 10 years in that market, it was not very easy to find. And so happened in luck, I found an opportunity to learn to make my first bar of handcrafting soaps out of my own milk. So that was when I found the love and passion that I really fall in love in making all these natural formulations for everyone, starting from myself, my baby, and my family. That is when she inspired me and I named the brand after her name. In Claire Organics, we specialize in handcrafting natural soaps as well as 100% natural body care products that's infused with plant-based and as well as essential oil aromatherapy goodness. So everything that I created, the formulation myself, has to be kind to human, kind to your skin, kind to every living being in the planet. That is the vision behind the brand as well as the brand promise that we have been keeping the brand going on.
Right. Okay, can you share a little bit on your experience before Claire Organics came about? Were you do you have any experience in the business or entrepreneurial space before this?
Right. Before I started the brand, I have no business background. I was basically in 10 years in marketing, advertising and graphic design. So when I started jump into building a brand itself, it's quite, for me, with someone with no business background and not very good in numbers, especially, right? So that was quite difficult for me in terms of how we manage the cost, right? How to sustain the team. But in looking at the bright side with my background in advertising, it helps in terms of building the brand image, the brand identity in packaging as well. That was part of the crucial elements in building a brand.
Right. So it helped you essentially grow your business into the right direction.
Right. How it presents to the world, that's the way I want it to be.
Right. Yeah, oh, right. Great. So you mainly sell body care products, right? Baby care, mother care, hair care, and essential oils. Mm. So what products do you have to date and how many SKUs do you have?
Yeah, from 10 years ago, less than 10 SKU. Now I grew into more than almost 70 to 80 SKU. And halfway through, I jumped into studying like certified aromatherapist courses. Then where I really expand in my infused aromatherapy kind of skincare range.
Right. So with so many products, right, 70 over SKUs, they do center around one core element, which is your essential oils, right? Like, so where do you source your ingredients from?
essential oil is something that has to come all over the world. Example, you get peppermint from maybe India, and maybe you get sandalwood or frankincense from Egypt. Yeah, because they are really where they specially coming from is from that really the source itself is the company, the country itself. Yeah.
Right. During the pandemic, right, there's so much disruption in terms of the supply chain. They couldn't ship things over. So during the pandemic, how did you navigate through these issues, especially when you're sourcing most of your ingredients from different countries?
Right. The impact of pandemic actually for us quite a bit of on the negative side. Maybe I just share a few area of it. One of it is the supply chain that you mentioned, where the majority, especially packaging, even though the ingredients itself is from all over the world, but mostly packaging is from China. Let's say the bottle or the gift boxes itself is from it's the biggest supply in the world, is where the packaging from, is the biggest maker, and all the world the factories supply from, mostly from China. So that was when we are facing packaging issues, and logistic was stuck halfway through and during the MCO time, right? That was not just myself. I can see during the supply chain is really affecting so many retail businesses. And what we did was to turn around where we coming up different strategy campaigns, like bring your own packaging or bring your own bag. So we sort of reduce packaging during that time. And also is very much going aligned with our Go Green concept, where we also encouraging our ecosystem and our customer base to join us in saving, reducing plastic, reducing packaging. So that is also part of our mission.
Oh, so customers can actually bring their own containers to buy your products at your physical outlets, I assume?
Right. Currently, it's available in Gardens Mall as well as Publica. So these two stores, you can actually you can access to naked soap without packaging, right? And as well as body scrub with your own containers. Besides the Go Green campaign that we have been having it in a long-term basis, where we also come in to, in every year, we're looking into CSR project like giving back to supporting the community, especially those who is in need, the less fortunate groups. Coming up, we have just launched our Team Claire campaign, where we actually launched it during the pandemic, due to where we see the situations like company all the stuff, some of the companies, they have to retrench their employees, and some of them really suffering from feeding their family. So this is where we come in, like asking ourselves, is there anything that we can do in supporting this group of people where they really need help? So besides having the white flag and that time, so we launched this Team Claire Ambassador, where we come in to support those who want to build their side income. That's one. And also to learn some special skills, where because we provide training and everything. So that is where we want to have a support system to support the community who want to build their side income and have their family. We can craft maybe a career path together, a safe space for them to come in and learn and grow.
Right. You teach them to make your products.
Yes, teaching how to make products, teaching the product knowledge, aromatherapy, special knowledge. Yeah, this is how in part of the trainings and coaching.
All right, great. So the product that kickstarted and grew your business, right, is your handmade soaps. Mm. And they're still your bestseller after 10 years running the business.
Yes.
Do you still handmade the soaps, or have you found a manufacturer to help you with that process?
We are partnering with manufacturer to handcraft for us. So they actually, partially with machines and partially with handcrafting.
Right. Looking at your product's price point, they're not necessarily the cheapest in the market, right? Mm. A bottle of 50 ml essential oil starts from 170 ringgit. And while some other conventional brands, they can offer less than 100 ringgit for the same 50 ml. Mm. So my question is, with such a big disparity in terms of the price, The market is very competitive.
It is.
And how do you justify your price, and how do you make sure that you stand out from the market?
I guess, first of all, the quality tells, right? And when we source from all over the world, where we go through a whole sourcing process, we test every supplier ourselves. That's one. And we make sure every single essential oil comes with the certificate that they should have, right? So that's two. And most importantly, being a certified aromatherapist myself, I blend some special oils, like functionality oils. So that helps into creating different SKU where you cannot get in anywhere in the world. So that is because it's coming from my own special blend.
Right. So it's because of your own expertise into the products that makes it special and attract your customers to buy from you instead of other places, right?
I guess that's also how we build trust from as compared to other brands.
Right. Okay, with rising costs and inflationary pressures, how much room do you have left to cover this cost? And have you adjusted the price to combat these issues?
Yes, we actually adjusted recently, most recently, just last month, right? First time in 10 years, the first time we adjusted the price due to this worldwide inflation where we really couldn't bear the cost anymore. So that was the pricing adjustment come in place.
All right. It's time for us to take a short break. But later, I do want to talk about the SME digitization grant from Ministry of Finance that you have benefited from. And that's coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. I'm here with the founder of Claire Organics, Louis Chu. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Lily Chai. I'm here in the studio with the founder of Claire Organics, Louis Chu. It is a brand selling all natural body care products. And before the break, we were talking about how the business came about and the products that they sell, their USP, and how they stand out from the crowd. And I want to explore on the grant that you have received from the Ministry of Finance. So MOF did highlight in their budget 2022 performance that its SME digitization grant scheme worth about 38.61 million ringgit. It has benefited more than 21,000 beneficiaries, and one of them is actually Claire Organics. So before the pandemic, what did your sales look like? And were you profitable up to 2020 when the pandemic happened?
Actually, a quick sharing on pre-pandemic, what was the situation like during my business model, especially where we are having bigger chunk in almost 80% revenue coming from the retail scene. That was pre-pandemic, and 20% in e-commerce where we barely started, right? And in terms of system-wise, why we're going to adopt the digitalization was because where we're facing issues like having business model of retail and e-commerce where the two systems don't speak to each other, right? So that was a big issue in terms of customers will be confused. It's like their membership is, I'm a member, but they are not in retail. But they walk into, maybe they purchase online before, but they want to purchase from any of my retail stores. So that was where the problem comes. Looking into the situation like that pre-pandemic, and it doesn't help in terms of building all the database together. That was the situation that we're facing in terms of our e-commerce system.
Right. So there were a lot of articles written during the pandemic that a lot of people are more aware of self-care and self-pampering. Mm. And that's why a lot of self-care products did surge during the pandemic, right? Mm. So did your sales reflect that situation as well?
Yes. We noticed a big change during the pandemic, and a really huge increase on sales increase on aromatherapy essential oil products, especially those products like candles, like that helps into relaxing and providing a good sleep. So that is a bigger part of it, a big change of it.
Right. The biggest question that I want to ask is, What was the reason for you to apply for the... Why was there a need for you to get a financial grant from MOF? Was it because of your physical stores? Because stores and shops were not able to operate during the pandemic, right? And they're all closed. But a lot of businesses still needed to pay rent at that time to sustain the business, right?
Right.
Was this part of the reason why you applied for the grant?
That is a partially, that was the reason. And partly the biggest impact of the pandemic was especially to the retail scene. It was really heavy on a heavier side. Like you mentioned, we have to sustain the rental even though we are forced to close for a few months' time. That was basically literally zero revenue from the retail. And a lot of us are really suffering in terms of maintaining the cash flow and sustaining the rental, as well as they have to end up with employment retrenchment or even close down the business, right? We can see a lot of the highly turnover in the shopping malls. So that was the situation, what was like during the MCO. And for me, why is there a big switch? And how is the grant coming in to help me? When I decided to apply for the grant, it was utilized into building integration system, whereby helps me in bridging both system from online and offline. So where customer database gets to come in place, when both system talk to each other, we integrate and we synchronize customer database, we create customer loyalty, and we get to reward more on the customer loyalty points and more benefits, more membership perks. So that was one of the bigger benefits in terms of utilizing the new system of the digitalization grant.
All right. And then can I ask, how much was granted to you?
It's a 5,000 digitalization grant, SME.
And then everything was put into leveraging your digital presence.
The integration,
right,
of the system.
Right. Mm. So speaking of this, after you have integrated your system for both the online and the physical stores, right, in terms of like your revenue, how much has it improved and increased after you have utilized this grant?
That was the grant was utilized into building the integrating system, right? In POS system and my retail system and e-commerce. So when all system comes together and integrate with each other, that was when we are able to bring in a lot of benefits, especially for customers in the loyalty program. So that was when we gain a number of customer base database that was increased at least 20%, and as well as the revenue at least 10 to 15%.
Okay, great. So during the pandemic, it was, and it still is, a tough time for a lot of businesses out there.
Right.
So what were the challenges that you faced?
Actually, pandemic time, we make a big changes, a few area in changes besides doing the digitalization change in terms of system, and we also, and in expanding the team as well. So that was one of the a few area that we have bigger chunks in terms of expenses and overhead costs. And that is, we ended up had to make a loss in the year 2021. And also, of course, the MCO, we closed down a few months. That was affecting the sales as well. But looking at the bright sides of the pandemic, and when MCO finally ended and everyone get out of the house, we managed to see the retail scene is actually recovering very quickly. But having said that, the e-commerce size still on the growing chart, very looking very good in terms of numbers. We managed to grow from 20% to 50% to after the pandemic in terms of e-commerce sales.
Right. So as a whole, for your physical and online sales, right, have they exceeded pre-pandemic levels?
Almost.
Great. You have been in Watsons, Aeon and Metro Jaya retail outlets ever since way back before the pandemic, right? Can you share a little bit on the steps that you have taken to achieve being on retail shelves?
There are several factors. First was what I see where we were building the brand for several years already. I managed to make myself as one of the pioneers in the industry. So when Watsons decided to expand their essential oil series, they were looking out a few pioneer in Malaysia. I was one of it. So they approached me. So I was very thankful for that opportunity, right? And to the other business partners was, I was fortunate enough to have their buyers as my loyal customers. They love my products already. They know how good the product quality is. So that was they say, okay, let's have Clay Organics as part of our beauty in department. Yeah.
So I would say how you got into the retail outlets were focusing mainly on your own brand presence first.
I would say it's more like, yes, you focusing on bringing up your brand image. Branding is the key. Branding is when you want to launch a brand, so that brand reputation, number one, and the brand promise, where the quality of your brand and the promise that you've given to the customer and your unique selling points, that focus on these few key areas. When you have built your brand to a certain level in the market where it's very reputable, when people think about essential oil or think about coffee, maybe that your first brand is where your brand comes in mind. So that's when all these big brand comes in, they want to recruit a new merchant, maybe they will always go for the pioneers.
Okay, great. So what is the business model between you and these business partners? Are they on consignment base or is it something else?
It's consignment basis.
All right. So this is Claire's 10 years up and running, right?
Right.
Where do you see Claire Organics in the next 10 years?
Looking up to the next 3, 5, 10 years, I am so excited to say that we are going to go out of Malaysia, right? Yeah, because serving Malaysia for 10 years already, I think my product, if you think my product is good, I will want to bring my good products to share with the whole world. I want to show everywhere in the world, there is such good products from Malaysia. So that's my next 10 years mission. And the next time you'll be in anywhere in the world, hopefully you see Clay Organics.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with me, Louise.
Thank you so much, Lily.
Stay tuned with us next week as we dissect the details of Budget 2023 and tune into our budget special coverage on October 7. You can also find more stories like Claire Organics at the Ministry of Finance's YouTube channel. This has been Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.